11. North Bay, Princedom of Emerald.
Quietly, damn your eyes,
Sir Duncan Yearly hissed.
You're seamen, not drunk whores at a wedding.
Someone laughed softly, secure from identification in the darkness. Yearly couldn't be certain, but he rather suspected the sound had come from Stuart Malik, his personal coxswain. It had certainly come from aft, and Malik had the tiller as the launch moved steadily ahead, for the most part, despite Yearly's injunction to its crew, quietly through the water. The chuckle certainly hadn't come from the seaman whose incautiously moving foot had elicited Yearly's gentle remonstrance when it knocked over one of the cutlasses piled on the launch's floorboards with a loud clang. On the other hand, that worthy, having been methodically kicked by two of his crewmates for his clumsiness, was unlikely to be making any more noise anytime soon, and Yearly knew it. Besides, these were all hand-picked men, chosen for their experience. They knew what they were about. So did Yearly, although it felt peculiar to be personally leading what amounted to a glorified cutting-out expedition. As the captain of one of the Royal Carisian Navy's more powerful galleons, he'd thought this sort of nonsense was behind him. Unfortunately, this particular cutting-out expedition consisted of well over 300 Marines and the next best thing to 400 seamen, and that was a captain's command wherever the men in question had come from. He peered astern from his place in the launch's bow. The overcast night was darker than the inside of Shanwei's boot, and he could barely make out the two closest ones. All the others were completely invisible, and he told himself that was a good thing. If he couldn't see them, it was extremely unlikely that the defenders of North Bay could see them either, which, after all, was the entire point of launching the raid after moonset. Not that knowing all of that made him feel any happier about his own blindness.
"Stop fretting, Duncan," he scolded himself. "You've got more than enough men for this business. You just don't like being out here."
Well, no, if he was going to be honest, he didn't like being out here. That wasn't something an officer in the Royal Carisian Navy was supposed to admit, even to himself, however. They were all supposed to be brave, daring, and perpetually eager to close with the foe. Sir Duncan Yearly understood his duty, and he was prepared to do it unflinchingly, yet deep inside he'd always questioned his own courage. He didn't really know about anyone else, but he'd never seen the signs of his own sweaty palms and knotted stomach muscles in his fellow officers.
"That's just because they're better at hiding it than you are," he told himself,
which was all very well and probably even true, but didn't make him feel one bit better at the moment. Of course,
"There, sir!"
The whispered half-exclamation interrupted his thought, and he turned his head as the young midshipman crouched in the bow beside him, tapped his shoulder and pointed. Yearly peered in the indicated direction, straining his older, less acute eyes, then nodded sharply.
"Good lad, Master Aplanarmak," he said quietly,
then looked aft to where he couldn't quite see Malik in the stern sheets.
"Come 2 points to starboard," he said, "and show the others a light."
He thought about the youngster beside him while he listened to the whispered repetition running aft, relayed from one rower to another until it reached Malik. Bringing a royal duke, however he'd gotten to be one, along on a mission like this might not be the best way for a man's career to prosper. The Carisian tradition had always been that the members of the royal house served their time in the Navy and took their chances just like anyone else. Yet Yearly couldn't quite rid himself of the suspicion that a man who got the member of the royal house in question killed on his watch might find himself under just a little bit of a cloud. Still, keeping the lad wrapped up in cotton silk wouldn't be doing him or anyone else any favors either. and the captain had gone far enough to assign young Aplin Armagh as his personal aide, which should keep him out of at least some potential trouble. And his thoughts broke off as he saw the faintest of glows when the seaman beside Malik opened the shutter of the closed lantern for the benefit of the boats following astern of them, while using his own body to shield it from anyone ashore. A moment later, the launch altered course, the men pulling more strongly as Malik steered for the dim points of light the alert midshipman had pointed out to Yearly.